the commander of the troops in Pusan was a hunter. We were on the Nakhtong Delta, which is probably, I would say, 2-3 miles across, with all swampland. Just black with ducks and geese and all sorts of things. So he got shotguns for us, and a lot of our guys were hunters, so we went out and got pulled around in the delta, and I got a goose. I shot at the front one, the one in front, and hit the one behind. You know, they were Canada geese, and I think I told you, or maybe that we had pot-bellied stoves to heat our rooms. There were six of us in each schoolroom, and we cooked our goose on that because we had bee rations. Bee rations were for people that weren't on the front. C rations for the front. C rations are better than B, because B comes in great big tin cans, and they weren't that good. So that's why we cooked our goose there. I remember, I think maybe I told you one breakfast we had pancakes. And oh, this is going to be wonderful. And they had tropical packed butter and mint jelly for syrup. So it wasn't very good. Anyway, I had signed up. They extended most everyone for another year. But because when I went in the first one, they honored mine, and I got out at the end of about, I'd say, 26 months. So obviously, Merle and I came back on a troop ship to the States. When I went back, four of us got hepatitis because we had the honey buckets. I was in surgery, and I just said, God, I'm so damn tired, I can hardly stand up. And everything, well, we're all that way. Instead of sleeping in the room with everyone else, there was an empty bed in the surgical wing. So I went there, and when I urinated, I saw it looked like coffee. So we knew what it was, and as I say, there were four of us. Oh, I didn't mention that in Incheon invasion, we became a POW hospital. And we took care of the prisoners of war. And a lot of them had tetanus because they had no vaccine. And you walk down the hall and they'd stiffen up.